Hi, Kevin. This was a battle out there, especially in the third period. They came out to play. You were as well. And I would say that this was the most contested hockey game that we've had since the beginning of the season. What was your perspective out there on the ice?
I would definitely agree with that. I think, they're a very hardworking team that, their structure is great. And I feel like for the most part, the past two games, we've kind of taken it to them. As you can see, doubling them on shots. We just had, a couple breakdowns here and there and, haven't been able to put the puck in the net. So I think, today we try to, just keep bring our game back to basics and, just kind of keeping it simple. And like you saw, some of the goals out there weren't pretty, kind of like mine, just kind of crashing the net and taking away the goalie's eyes. And in the end, that's what made the difference.
Caden Gooley will go back in the junior ranks right now, but you are a veteran in this league and didn't appear up here in the press box that this guy is only 19 years old. How about you?
It's pretty crazy. Everybody that's coming here that's played juniors or the young guys stepping into the lineup, HP and Teasdale and Mizey and Ulinen and list goes on and on. These guys are stepping right in and making a huge impact and in a positive way. And they're willing to learn. They're great young kids that are working hard. And especially with Guler, you just know that all these kids have a bright future.
The goalie, Berdin, was really good the first two games of this series against Manitoba. Was it a strategy for you tonight to maybe complicate his work a bit and crashing the net? You scored a goal tipping a puck in front of him. This was quite the strategy for you guys tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've made it a little bit easy on him. And, and our shot selection wasn't great. We're not getting the puck up, in the areas that we need to. So definitely just trying to take his eyes away tonight and just, score some greasy ones. And just, tonight was a hard-fought battle and back and forth. And, I think we deserve it tonight.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with Chris.
Hi, Kevin. Joel switched up the lines at conclusion of the first period. Was there any special message that he delivered during the intermission?
No, I think, he's really good at just making adjustments on the fly that make our team better. And for whatever reason, we came out a little bit flat and, some lines were going, some weren't. But I think he made the adjustments in the right way to kind of, pick our team up and get the guys going. And, I think the adjustments were great. And I think guys, wanted to come back and answer the bell and meet the challenge. And I think we did. I think we responded pretty well and it worked out for us.